Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey guys, this is Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules, and I want to invite you to the party I'm throwing every week, my new podcast, Shenanigans. I'm going to be getting into some crazy conversations with friends like my first guest, Ariana Maddox. We're cranking it up to 11, playing games, telling juicy stories, and holding nothing back as we get into some Sheena-level nanigans. That's why it's called Shenanigans, duh. So download new episodes every Tuesday starting March 6th on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. And welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Spring break edition.
Yes.
What?
Oh my God.
What the hell are we going to do with our kids?
I know, for a week. Already, Natalia's like, can we go swimming? Sure, if you want to go swimming in 45 degree weather and water, go ahead. Go swimming. Go for it. And she did.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Her and Adam. Those two are nuts.
During the polar bear challenge.
They're
yesterday,
crazy.
We went over to Julie's house and the kids were like, can we go in the pool? Yeah. Julie and I was like, no.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Sadie just got over a cold. I was like, what are you thinking about?
Yeah.
This was even in the evening.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's 50 freaking degrees outside.
Yeah.
No, you can't go swimming, Sadie.
Yeah.
You've been coughing for 3 days. No.
This reminds me of something I'll talk about. We'll see if you feel the same.
I have
a feeling you do.
You know what? Okay, can you hold that thought? Don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's talk about really quick about Nectar Sleep.
Yeah.
Nectar Sleep is, guess what it is? Mattress company that has great, comfortable, thick, cloud-like mattresses that
and
will kiss your back problems goodbye.
Right. Guaranteed, too, by the way.
And your sleep issues
That's right.
away. Are you having trouble falling asleep? A lot of us are. We're stressed out.
Not me. I'm having trouble staying awake.
I know, me too. But a lot of people complain that it's hard to fall asleep. And sometimes the culprit could be your mattress.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, sometimes I wake up with my back all out of whack. It's true. You got to have a nice mattress. You have to invest in a good quality mattress.
Yeah. And Nectar promises a forever warranty on your mattress. And they do mean forever, as in till death do us part and then some.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well,
that's pretty serious. If you want to try Nectar, we're gonna get you $125 off and two free premium pillows.
That's nice.
With any mattress order and my favorite, free delivery. So you want to go to Nectar, that's NECTARSLEEP.com/FCOL and get the best sleep you've ever had for every night for the rest of your life and then some. That's NectarSleep.com/FCOL.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to talk to you guys.
Swap.
this is such an us.
Yes. Don't you guys like to shop, right?
Website.
But you don't like to get out into the mall, but you'd like to go shopping
Thank
online
you.
And make sure you get good stuff and
yes.
like high quality stuff, but
yes.
then it's expensive. No, not with Swap.
You know how me with the kids where, this is perfect for people who have kids that are brand whores like
yes.
mine.
Yeah.
So let's say your kid is like, Mom, everybody has a Nike pullover hoodie. How come I don't have one?
Man.
And you go online and you're like, holy geez, Nike wants $60 for a hoodie?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes, I know.
So guess what? Go to swap.com and look up Nike hoodie. They have like 10,000 beloved brands that the whole family can enjoy, including Gap, Calvin Klein, Zara, J. Crew, Seven. Anything that you want, you can go on there and see if somebody's selling it. And a lot of the stuff is actually new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I'll buy old stuff.
501 Levi shorts that are cute. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I checked it out. They got some cute stuff for
and
kids.
If something doesn't fit, you can enjoy hassle-free returns within 30 days. Why would you buy new kids' clothes when they just grow out of it?
I don't know.
Immediately.
Exactly.
I have this problem so much. So I'm going to swap.com, and I'm going to get 80% to 90% off retail prices.
Here's what
you're going to want to do. If you want to get 40% off your first order, go to swap.com and use the promo code FCOL40. So that's a little different. FCOL40 is for swap.com.
And also, you guys, thank you so much for being a customers of some of our sponsors. We really appreciate it. And keep it up. And it's because you show them love, then they show us love, and it all just works out. It's one big love fest.
And also, I know this kind of sometimes just like goes in one ear and out the other. But if you could, if you're near your computer, go to iTunes and just either if you're not a subscriber and you just pull it off, you know, the feed every time, just subscribe. Hit subscribe. If you don't want to listen to an episode, I don't know, erase it or whatever. Yeah. But also rate us and give us 5 stars.
5.
Because ain't nobody got time for your 3-star review.
No. I don't need your critique. Criticism.
I'll never understand
those people.
Listen, if you hate something, I'm all for like go on there and express your displeasure.
Right. That's fine.
I'll never understand the just like 3 stars.
It's okay, but one of them just doesn't know the word and the other one has to like describe it and then he has to like play like, you know, like game show. What's that game show? You know,
password.
Yeah, that's one. That's it. Hey, Caitlin. Yeah. You have some water.
Yes.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. If you don't like something, then just don't listen.
Yeah.
But just, it's the same people that answer polls with no opinion.
Right.
If you have no opinion, what just drove you to go answer this poll to let people know that you have no opinion on it?
I know. I know. Okay. Now, does this make me an animal? A monster. Thank you.
Okay, let me hear it. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
You're adorable.
That's Kaylin. That's Brandon.
Brandon, Kaylin. He's so sweet.
He is. So over the weekend, Adam has been like in this good mood. Now that football season's over, he's like, we should make family dinner every Sunday. Okay. And he did. He made stir fry, the first one.
Ooh.
Right. Then.
What kind? Did he make it in a wok?
Yeah. Except we don't have a wok, but a frying pan.
Okay.
He brought home the bacon, Stephanie, and he fried it up in a pan.
Nice. So he did it the first time.
Yes. Yeah, so then he did it the first time. Then
he was like, Mama, you got any ideas for Sunday dinner?
Yes. So then I was going to make chicken paprikash because I do a good job of that.
What?
Chicken paprikash.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. And it's Adam's, one of Adam's favorites, and the kids love it. And
paprikash.
I make our own. They call it no kettle in Hungarian, but they also call it's like cavatils in Italian. And basically, it's little pieces of pasta. So, but my kids are like obsessed with dumplings all of a sudden. Like, I want a dumpling. So I told them, these are kind of like dumplings. So I make the dumpling that you put underneath the chicken, the juices of the chicken and everything, and everybody loves it. However, so a couple weekends ago, I made it and put it in the fry. Everything was going great until I got a text. And it was like one of Natalia's friend's moms about spring break. And I
lost
completely
focus.
Forgot. I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, what's that? Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Adam was taking a nap. He's like, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to wake up and it's going to be dinner time. Woo. I'm excited. I burnt the shit out of the chicken and the vegetables in there with it. Like, stuck. You know, sometimes when you have it's a good burnt and it kind of sticks to the bottom of the pan, you scrape the bits and it's good. No, wasn't that. It was, you couldn't ever, even if I peeled the burnt pieces off of the top layer of the chicken, you obviously still could taste the burnage.
Right.
The disaster.
The burnage.
Oh, and they didn't let me fucking live it down. It's constantly, it's like, now it's all the jokes. Hey, what's blacker, Phil or Mom's cooking? They're like, trying to outdo each other. What tastes worse, Phil's vomit or Mom's cooking?
I'm so mad on your behalf.
Thank you.
A for effort.
Thank you. Thank you.
They should be
Adam
so
was
happy
okay with
that
it.
You even,
Adam was fine. He
what
was
did
like,
you guys
fine.
Have?
We ate it.
Oh, no.
I didn't burn the dumplings. I didn't burn.
Oh, okay.
But you kind of need the sauce from the chicken
to
put on top of the dumplings. Otherwise, you just have like pasta that's just stuck together. So Adam's been in this good mood. It's been springtime. Kids are out of school. And this was the first weekend. Now, Friday, I was gone. I was like on the go all day. I was like with Jay. We were getting stuff done. And it was, and then where I was, I didn't have access to my phone. So, I mean, I had access, but I barely had any reception. So every time I tried and send an email, it got bounced back and I couldn't get online. It was horrible. By the time I got home, it was 6 o'clock and Natalia's like standing in the driveway going, are you going to take me to volleyball?
Oh, geez.
Fuck. So I take her to volleyball and I'm at volleyball reading for crying out loud, Facebook page comments and, then anyway, there was a whole big kasha Friday. Then Saturday with Sunday's basketball game. So Sunday comes along. And now I knew Adam's sister had hip surgery like a couple days ago. And it's, you know, he wanted to go visit her. And she lives in Topanga, like deep Topanga. And Adam, one of his favorite things other than walking, go for walks, is to go – when he says go to the beach, he doesn't mean go pack a lunch, take a blanket – put it down on the sand, get your beach chairs, and you're parking it there, and you get a suntan, and you're out there all day. No. He's talking about put the kids in the back so they can get car sick, and us sit in the front and listen to his 80s, listen to him bash the 80s channel constantly, and drive to the beach, but drive, like drive and look at the ocean and drive. And then like stop, pull over and stop, look at the ocean. Get, you know, breathe in the air. Maybe go and stop somewhere to get something to eat. Probably not most of the time. Get back in the car. All right, let's go home. And their kids are like, that's it? Anyway, so he says, we're going to go to the beach on Sunday. We're going to go visit my sister. And for those that are not in California, Topanga Canyon is on the way. It's one of the canyons to the beach.
Right, but it's long.
It's long.
I mean, we're talking like it's a 10-mile stretch. Like yes. You go all the way to Topanga, then it's this basically over the hill.
Right.
It's windy roads
and
for a good 10 miles.
And she lives all the way up at the top. Yes, it's
right.
Windy
so
roads.
So the beach is nowhere really near Topanga. No. Just that Topanga is one of the access roads to the beach. But it's a whole kasha.
Yeah, it's a whole canyon and you got
to
get through it.
And the kids are going to be crying that they're car sick by the time you get to the beach.
Right.
And then they're not going to be happy when you go, okay, we're going to turn around and go home.
Right. So, and I explained that to them. I go, you know, when we go to the beach, Natalia's all like my mom. She's always like, woo, we're going to the beach. And she's getting her 501 shorts out. And she's getting
from
her like,
swap.
Yeah, from swap.com. Mm-hmm. And her bathing suit. I'm like, bathing suit? She goes, yeah, well, I'm going swimming. Daddy said he's going swimming too. And I go, really? You guys are going to go to the water? Sonny and I look at each other and we're like, Sonny's like, can we stay home? And Sonny's like, I know mom wants to stay home because she just looked at me like gave me that look. She wants to stay home too, right, mom? And I go, well, I wouldn't mind going to visit Auntie Lauren, but going to that whole beach thing and in the ocean and bringing Phil. And also, I got a new car. I swapped my car out. Mm-hmm. Now it's got that nice car smell. Now right. I'm going to fucking put Phil in my...
A wet dog.
A wet dog.
By the way... So the last time we did this exact trip you're talking about, because I took John to the Real Inn for Father's Day last year, and then we went across the street, and the whole – my genius idea was to take Penelope, and like, we're going to the beach.
Right.
What better day for a man is going to the beach with his dog?
Yeah.
Well, no, there's signs everywhere that say no dogs.
Mm-hmm. I know. No, yeah, exactly.
And you're like, okay, I'll walk the dog up here on the road
with all the
traffic. You guys know. You guys go enjoy. I'll just be here walking back and forth with Penelope.
Trying to look at the
good.
Facebook
I'm
page
good.
On my phone. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm listening to a podcast. I'm good. Okay. No, you guys continue having fun. I'm fine. I'm just walking. There's a lot of broken glass up here, but
we're good.
We're good. Hypodermic needle on the ground. Well, no, we're fine. Penelope and I are good. Good to go. You guys keep having
fun. Save me a sandwich.
Yeah. So I had John going, you still okay up there? You sure? Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. Just...
Somebody throw me a tennis shoe as my flip-flops.
You try to sneak by like just to see, look, just peek in on the action. And people are like, no dogs are allowed over here.
Yeah,
okay. I saw the sign.
Except we know there's an area where you can bring dogs. But we're not going there.
Right.
We're not going. And I knew we weren't. So why are we going to? Anyway, so I was dreading this, and it was started on Friday. Like, Sunday, we're going to the beach. Going to visit. It's like...
So, your headache starts Friday.
Mm-hmm. Now, really, like, It's something wrong with me.
No.
Because, like, mommy has a new car. You know, we're going to get in the car. She'll, you know, and usually yeah, Adam
of course
drives.
Nothing's wrong with you. It's right with you, of course, because you know why? All of the work and all of the complaining ends up directed at us because
right.
the men are just going to be like, ah, come on, kids, suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, no, we're the ones who suffer all the fallout
right.
from like, and then the next time you try to plan an outing, they're all going to be like, no.
Right, exactly. And the other thing, too, and I feel bad, is like half the country's under the snow, you know, they're on their like eighth nor'easter over on the East Coast.
Right.
And I'm bitching about going to the beach. And I was like, there's something wrong with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but you're not going to the pier. You're not going to go you're not going to have a margarita at the Mexican restaurant at
yes.
the end of the pier.
That sounds
fun, right?
Yeah.
And let the kids go on a roller coaster, let Adam
yeah.
take them on a roller coaster, leave Phil at home.
That would
so
be
he
great.
Doesn't, like, stink up the car.
That would have been good.
Right?
Right.
But no, it's not
no.
that.
No, and Adam cannot go.
Let's maneuver our way down these rocks.
Right.
What?
No.
I
know
a
rock.
I almost fell off a rock. And you're like, well, just, hey, let's cross PCH.
Mm-hmm.
No, come on. Wait, there's a break in the cars. Go, run. We're having a heart attack every 2 seconds.
Yeah, I exactly.
And the kids are, oh, Mom, I'm taking off my shoes and I'm going to walk into the water. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, I don't know how I can't rinse off my feet.
Yeah, now I got sand stuck all over my...
Everywhere. Now sand's in your car.
Right.
And it's like getting sand in your crack. It's like
it's not coming out for a long... I know.
No.
I just...
You're going to be finding it there 2 weeks later.
Yeah. And I said, well, okay, if we're going
to
really
do
this...
get your new car detailed.
Yeah, if we're really going to do this, then... We're taking Dad's car. I don't want to do it. We're going to take Daddy's
Good.
Car. No, you just got the new car. If we want to try it, let's take it out. Let's go. Like, oh, no. Daddy's car is already a mess. So then, like, the morning comes, and it's just Sonny and Natalia are arguing constantly now. They're at each other's throats. I don't know why. They're just fighting, and then they're laughing, then they're fighting. Oh, no, we're play fighting. Then they're really fighting. And I'm like, are we going to – I have to listen to this in the car, and then – And then it's Sunday, so then Adam's
You're
like, "What are we having?
Right,
what are we going to have for Sunday dinner? It's your turn to cook." And
oh,
I was like,
God.
"Well, not if we go to the beach, because by the time we get back, it's going to be 6 o'clock, and
then
we
then
need
to go
to the grocery
store.
Yeah, and it's 11 a.m. now.
Where do they think the ingredients come from?
Right?
Do they think there's like a little factory in the backyard
yes.
that's just like when you think it in your head? No, we're like 10 years away from being able to just think
right.
food into existence.
Right?
No, you
That'd
have
be
to
nice.
Cook it, and then you have to go to Ralph's, and you have to go like or. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to bring all the ingredients home.
Mm-hmm.
That's 45 minutes
yeah,
right
of
there.
Of course.
And you have to be really focused on what you
what
need.
You're gonna need.
What you're going to cook.
Yeah.
What you need. You can't just stop off at the store on the way home and be like, because everyone's going to complain.
Oh, no.
They're
gonna that
be,
ain't
Can you
happening.
Just take us home first and
right.
then go out yourself and get
yeah,
it?
Yeah. No, that's the worst. So Adam goes, you know what? You gather the kids together. I'll go to Trader Joe's and get everything we need for dinner. I'll make the stir fry. I was like,
nice.
Okay, good. So then he goes, but it still doesn't help because then he's gone and Sonny's really now digging his heels into not wanting to go. He's like, I really am not up for it. He's saying
totally
everything I want to say.
Yeah.
I'm just not up for it. I don't want to sit in the car, drive. I don't mind going to see Auntie Lauren, but she does live kind of far. It's the beginning of our vacation. Maybe we go on Monday. Like, Monday? Whoever has to work. But he just doesn't want to go. And Natalia's like, Sonny! And she makes her even more mad. You're going. Go get your bathing suit. Go get the, you're going. And then she does this one. I'm putting Phil in the car. Like, put Phil in the, daddy's not even back from Trader Joe's. You're going to put Phil in the car, all right? I got it all fixed. I got blankets so he doesn't get your seats wet, dirty, and I'll go put him in. I'm going, no. Slow your roll because I might still be able to get out of this.
Right.
So let's just wait till Dad comes back.
I'm going to be as unpleasant as possible, and then he's going to be like, you know what, Mama, will you stay home
yeah.
with Sonny?
No, but see,
no,
what,
he wouldn't
what,
go
what
with
happen-
Natalia.
No, what would happen? That's what was making me mad.
He'd be like, well, I already know how he's going to be. He
right.
would be like, well, listen, if no one wants to go, then I guess we just won't go. I guess we just don't do family stuff
well,
with our family.
This is what he does. You never want to do anything. I always want to do stuff. You never, you won't, well, you don't ever want to go and do anything. What do you want to do? And I'm like, Yeah, I guess you're right. No, but every weekend I am doing stuff with the kids. I even planned it a couple times over the weekend before Sunday hit, doomsday. I said, why don't you do like a father-daughter? Because Natalia really wants to go. So why don't you do a father-daughter thing? Have you done a father-daughter? I do father-daughter. You know, I just took her to the architect's office a couple weeks ago. Father-daughter going to the architect's office. So I said, she sits there and listens to you, and then she puts in her input going, I want a water slide in the new house. Like, that's not, no. And then I say, like, I just was with the three of them last weekend. I was in Irvine all day with them.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, dude, you do something.
Right.
Why don't you go? Well, you know what? I'll take them. I'm going to go.
How come when we take the kids,
mm-hmm.
they're having a break?
Right.
Because not just from doing stuff, but from even the noise, just from the whole atmosphere of kids running around and fighting and blah,
yeah.
blah. We're taking it one for the team.
Right.
We're hanging out with them
mm-hmm.
for hours mm-hmm. and hours and hours. And
can't
they don't
get
even
on
realize.
Your email.
They're
can't.
Not even grateful because
right.
they don't think, because they're just used to it. Because they're like, oh, Lynette's out with the kids.
Right.
It's peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But how come when they never think of, like, you know what would be nice for Lynette? Like, me to take the kids somewhere all for 6 hours so she can just really do her own thing. No, because for them, it's like, I'm offering family time.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, bitch, I'm always having family time.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's just not including you.
Right.
But it's still family
but
time
I'll
with
say,
the kids.
Like, want to come with us to Irvine? No. Nah, you know what? I got to go to the shop. Everything's got to go to the shop. Which is here. This is the shop.
Right.
Like, to do what, motherfucker? To do what? What are you doing over there? Looking at your cars?
Yeah.
You know, you don't so, and then, also, let's not forget. Now, again, does this make me a monster? spring break is coming. So we're spring break. The kids have been talking about this for a year now with Archie. And Melissa, my very good friend, and her kids, she has three boys. You know, we went to Hawaii. You know,
right.
The families
yes.
get along great.
Cousin Sal's what?
Right. Last year we went to Rancho Relaxo
right.
in Palm Springs. This year we're going to do it again. So that means Thursday and Friday and Saturday, 3 days, we're going to be gone. You're going to have the house to yourself, not just for 3 hours, not just for 8 hours, for 72 hours you're going to have the place to yourself.
Yeah.
What? How about you let Mama stay home on Sunday while you go visit your sister? And by the way, does your sister really want like the whole family showing up, including
right.
the dog.
When she just had surgery.
I'm like, does she really want? Oh, yeah, she wants to see all the kids. And Phil can run around with their dogs. And their dog is mean, by the way. It snaps at Phil. Sonny's a nervous wreck every time that dog is near Phil. You know, you ever been around those
yes.
kind of dogs
yes,
where they're like,
of course. Yes.
They do that.
Yeah.
And your dog's just like,
yeah.
leave me alone. I just want to play with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. It was just.
So what happened?
So I'm planting these little seeds.
Right.
I had to suck it up. So he came home from Trader Joe's and he walks in with a bouquet of red roses. And I was like, oh, your sister's going to love those. And he goes, no, those are for Mommy. I already got my sister flowers.
What?
Because he knows I don't want to really go. He's like buttering me up. Now, how am I going to say no to that, right? I'm still like my last ditch effort going to go, oh, somebody needs to babysit these roses. Oh, so I want to enjoy them and look at them. How about you let me stay home and look at the roses while you guys go and fucking look at the ocean? So now I had to go. But I was just, it was just.
And was it as bad as you expected?
Nah, it was all right. You know what? Because I got to drive. Usually he drives, but because it's my car, he's like, no, I think you should drive. So I drove so he could drink at his sister's house.
Oh.
And which was fine, whatever. So it turned out to be his day off. You know, he got to have a couple glasses of wine and sit outside, blah, blah, blah. I had like a half a glass of wine. What am I going to do? Get buzzed over at Auntie Lauren's house. All right, kids, get back in the car. So anyway, but it was fine.
And did you go to the beach?
We drove by it and looked at it. Like I said, like I knew it was going to happen. And Natalia decided, she realized that was going to happen halfway through the visit at Auntie Lauren. Because she'd be like, Daddy, are we going to go? It's getting kind of late. It's 4 o'clock. Are we going to go to the beach? And Lauren was like, beach? It's freezing. You're going to go to the beach? And she goes, oh, you're going to just like go and hike around kind of thing. We're like, I'm like, no, we're not going to go hike around. And then Sally's like, no, we're going swimming. We're going in the ocean. And she's like, really? And I go, yeah, really? It's freezing. So then she just – then she realized, she's like, all right. Like in her little brain, she's like, this ain't going to happen. I know I'm not – and so then she switches it to, okay, fine. Daddy, everything's a bargain with her. So she lost out on that. So now she's got a bargain and go. So when we get home, we're going to jump in the pool. We're going swimming. And he's like, all right, the temperature is 45 degrees. And she's like, I don't care. And he goes, well, I take a dip every morning. And he's like, but I don't know if you're going to want to do that. Sure enough, the two of them went swimming in the pool. Mm-hmm. They sat in the pool in the freezing cold water while Sunny and I just looked out the window going, so long, suckers.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I made the stir fry while he took a nap. That's how our Sunday goes. I did not burn anything. Came out good.
You need a wok if you're going to be making all these stir fries.
Yeah, I know.
And I need to make a stir fry. What kind of sauce did you use? Did you use the soy vey?
Well, Adam uses some of the soy vey, some, ponzu sauce.
I love ponzu sauce.
That's key. And then also what's key is the sesame oil. You got to get that sesame oil.
I have sesame oil.
The sesame oil, the ponzu, the teriyaki marinade-y kind of thing. And then he took a little bit of hot sauce and put that in there, but you couldn't really taste it.
So he bought like chicken chunks or he cut up some chicken breasts?
I cut it up.
And then veggies?
And veggies.
Some broccoli
He bought like at Trader Joe's, it's actually simple. You get the thing in the veggie departments, like all the veggies you need for stir fry. It says stir fry veggies.
Oh, and they're not frozen, right?
No.
They're in the cut up veggies department.
Right, but they're all packed together
in
like a vacuum thing, you know.
Okay,
The onions and the everything.
Yeah.
Then he went also and got a bag of green beans. And then chicken breasts. And then just cut up the chicken breasts.
Marinated it first before we left.
Yeah, we made the sauce, marinated it. Put it in the refrigerator, went to the beach, came home, and then cooked the chicken first. Then you dump the vegetables in, then you like just stir fry it, and it's done.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah, it's easy. I know. See, we complain.
Seriously,
but
then I'm going to have a whole story for you guys next week. The stir fry, adventures in stir fry with SWT.
Just don't forget about it.
I'm starting a YouTube channel.
I think
I'll start the YouTube channel first, just to cooking with SWT.
Yeah.
And then stir frying.
Right.
Stir frying with SWT.
Yeah.
And then I'll learn how to make the stir fry.
Yeah,
is that
why
how the
not?
Kids are doing it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Adam's sister too. She's so hippie. I'm like, how's the boys doing? She has three sons. They're older now. They're like 19 and 21 and I don't know, 16. And they go like, they live in Topanga and I don't know, they go to like Malibu High School or something they went to. And it's like, oh, you know, Casper's doing good. He's, you know, got
Casper.
Casper, Finn, and Julian. He's good. And then Finn is like dating this girl.
I do love the name Finn.
Yeah. Dating this girl. She's, you know, Instagram girl she gets paid to go to these things. Like, I just don't understand. And she's a cute girl. Where's Julian? Well, Julian got invited to go skiing. Skiing? And the same thing at over the holidays, too. Get invited to go with his friend, is one of his best friends, is Presley Crawford. Like, or not Crawford. What's the last name of Cindy Crawford's husband's whatever?
Gerber?
Yeah. Presley Gerber and his sister, they all, you know, if you're going to be a celebrity and have like your kids hang out with, you know, you don't want the like, I almost said her name, but I'm used to be the producer of our show a long time ago. You don't want a star effer like that, you know?
Right.
You want somebody that's like, what are you on the, did we go to high school together? Because you look familiar, you know?
That's, you know?
So she's like the perfect mom for that.
Right.
And her boyfriend, Lauren's boyfriend, who is the boyfriend, was her first boyfriend when she was 16.
Oh, wow.
Ran away with. And then broke up, and then he went into the Navy, and then she got married, and then had the three boys.
Uh-huh.
They were married for like 14 years.
Uh-huh.
They got a divorce like a couple of years ago, and now she's dating him again, the boyfriend.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Super nice. Love the guy. Super nice. He's a musician. They're just like hippies.
Right. Well, Topanga.
It's Topanga.
Yeah.
I could never live. It's too far.
Oh, it's so far.
You can't. There's no like general store anywhere near anything.
And it's so hippie.
It's too hippie.
Way too hippie.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you don't. See, yeah, you're with me, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's a crunchy.
Too crunchy.
Earthy crunchy. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not like that at all. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a dream catcher.
Exactly. I was looking at it, too. We were sitting on the front porch, and I was looking at the – it's right above, like her wind chimes and then
yeah,
the –
Yeah, of course. Of course, wind chimes. Yeah. Dream catchers.
Yes. And yeah. Everything's too – like inside the house. Like, first of all, it's
not a
house.
Wake up and do yoga.
Yes.
Stop meditating all the time.
Well, that's why she needed a hip surgery because she's like – Yeah. No, it's too –
Too much.
Hippity.
No, I don't like that thing. They're all like basing all their life decisions off their astrology mm-hmm. charts.
Yeah. Doesn't Adam have one of his mom's astrology thing here?
It's like a Mercury retrograde calendar.
Oh, God.
So it has something to do with when Mercury is in retrograde. It will tell you what you're feeling and your emotions and which aspects of you are higher than others. Some bullshit.
That's what brought Adam.
I've always been a cynic. Like, it's not that I'm not. Listen, I'm not anti-yoga. It's mm-hmm. just not. I don't ever mm-hmm. get like
that spiritual side of it.
No.
Yeah.
And I have meditated and mm-hmm. I like meditating is actually good. Mm-hmm. Although I'm not somebody that's going to be like, Kundalini yoga right. changed my life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on a different spiritual plane than everybody else. Like, mm-hmm. I just can't. Mm-hmm. I don't believe really in psychics.
No.
I think most of them are so full of shit.
What about, like, those sex therapists?
Oh, God. You know I don't like that kind of thing.
I know. My old co-host of the show, she's a sex intuitive, TM.
Right. TM.
It's true because I get her emails. I'm on her email list.
Yeah.
And it.
Yeah, she's crazy though.
Yeah. It has a TM next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of thing. It usually, I feel like you can usually trace it back to some sort of mental illness. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Anybody that calls themselves any kind of intuitive.
Right. Right.
Pretty much.
And then the sexual on top of that is like,
well, because she was like, I want to have an open relationship. Mm-hmm. But there's always some kind of pathology behind it, right? Mm-hmm. Because even when she was telling us about it, when she was like, I'm just really open. I want to have sex uh-huh. with whoever. Then we found out later that she wasn't that open.
Right.
That she wasn't super thrilled about right. the guy right. having sex with other people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm. It's all fun and games.
Yeah, until somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
So... Okay, you know what? Lynette, you were worried that we don't have shows worth it. No, wait, is this the thing that you were going to tell me at the beginning when I said don't forget what you were going to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, so we covered that.
Oh, before we go to our Facebook questions.
Yeah.
When I was at the volleyball practice board, I was on the Facebook page, there was a thread that kept going for a long time. It was very interesting.
Yes, I love that thread.
Yes.
You know what? Let's do a quick – let's tell people about Brandless.
Okay.
First, you know when you shop and there's always that better-for-you product that's more expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Like an organic
– Right.
You know, or a no GMOs or yes. no parabens or whatever, yeah. and then you have to pay a lot more money
yeah.
for it?
Yeah. It's like, expensive, but it's worth it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And because – oh, it's the gluten-free is always like $6 compared
right.
to like the $3 one.
Right.
Well, there's a new thing – that I'm excited about called brandless.com. Remember in like the 80s when they came out with generic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like that except for the fact that – so it's inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Everything's $3.
Really?
But you can get the actual higher end thing. It's just not a brand. So you can buy something that's household goods, beauty needs, kosher, gluten-free, vegan, whatever you're looking for. See, but it's just not – it doesn't have a brand.
That's
and
awesome.
Everything's $3. So you could get organic olive oil, let's just say, or tree-free
bath tissue,
right?
Lemon drops, yeah.
Everything that you want that's specialty or not specialty,
waffles.
Coffee, waffles, tableware, hand soaps – everything is $3.
Yes.
And
so
today,
health, home and office, household, beauty.
It's pretty
food,
cool.
They cover everything.
Yeah. I'm going to go do some shopping on mm-hmm. this. And listen to this. literally, I'm going to go use our code, this code. If you use the promo code hello.
Holy Laverne and Charlie. Lenny and
Squiggy. You get $1 shipping on your first order.
Hello.
So you, so you can order a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
For a dollar.
That's amazing. That's awesome. That's awesome. Everything is $3.
Yeah, so go check it out and use
the code. Oh, my God. You can go shopping on there. Forget Amazon and Target. Just go there. They have everything, and everything's $3.
And while we're at it, while we're telling you about new stuff, check out this new show, Splitting Up Together. Mm-hmm. We told you about it last week.
Yeah.
They're sponsoring us. Mm-hmm. So it's it is on ABC. It's a new show on ABC brought to you by Ellen,
uh-huh.
the producers of Ellen. It's about this couple, and it's the Jenna Fisher from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
And hold, now I have to consult the page. Oliver Hudson. Mm-hmm. They're a couple who divorce, but they're staying together in the same house with their kids. So hilarity is going to ensue.
Yes.
So watch that show. It's Tuesdays at 9:30, 8:30 Central on ABC.
Check it out.
Yeah. We were going to talk about that thread.
The thread. So there was a thread that's caught my eye, and it said, and it's so true. It said, I'm paraphrasing. Does anybody else get embarrassed to have sex with their husband?
Or feel awkward? Because when you've been together for a really long time and you start to feel like you know them too well.
Right. It got a lot of discussion started and a lot of responses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And from guys, too, because I thought it was just a girl thing. But there was a guy that said the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. And I think that it all boils down to being together all the time really is a mood killer when you got to be home, look at their mug all day, every day.
Some people were saying that even though they only see their husbands on the weekends,
right.
they still feel
they
that
still,
way.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of it is intimacy, the act of just knowing someone really well. It's just like I think humans weren't really made for like.
Yeah, I agree. It's weird because sometimes like. You've known this person for so long and you like had an argument with them 2 nights ago or, you know, and then it's weird to have to get into the mood with that person again. Like you're like embarrassed. Like you don't want to like moan in front of them or anything like that.
Right.
You know, or like grab something and I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you just want to like it's kind of it can be awkward.
A little awkward. You feel very like seen.
Yeah. Like it's weird. Like, it's kind. It is.
It
it's
is
strange.
A little too familiar, and then you do feel like, oh, this is just somebody I know really well.
Right.
It's not really that, like,
yeah,
exciting.
Right. It's not like a.
You have to try to work yourself into the mood, which is where like you have to like fantasize. You have to pretend there's someone else, someone you don't know very well.
Does that ever work though?
I mean. Yeah, it works. It works once you're already going, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can. I don't know. I wonder. Like, does porn work? Like, if couples like watch some dirty movies together?
I would think that would work. But I'm embarrassed to watch dirty. We used to, but we don't do that anymore at all.
I know. I feel like John. This is gonna. Luckily, he doesn't ever listen to this show, but. Yeah, he doesn't want, like, I've brought up, like, let's watch porn.
Yeah.
And he always acts like, oh, I don't know.
I know,
porn.
Adam, too. Like, why?
Maybe it's because they feel that way. Maybe they feel like porn's something I do by myself.
Yeah, that's for me. That's how dare you step into my space. Stay in your lane, bitch.
Like, how am I going to look at porn again by myself now that you've seen it?
It's between me and my palm. No, I know. And also, like, I don't want them knowing that I watch porn, too.
Right.
You know?
Like,
it's
then
weird.
They see you, like, getting excited about porn, and then they're like, who are you?
Yeah. Did I tell you the story about the vibrator last week? Yeah.
Last week?
Yeah.
No.
That I
The one that where Olga found it?
No. This just happened.
Oh, no,
a
what?
Week ago.
What happened?
Well, I told the story on the Wednesday after show.
Well, I didn't
because it happened that day.
Okay, tell me.
I went over to the shop. The one that Adam hangs out at, Adam's studio. And after I think it was after we left, after our podcast was over, I walked over there. And there's a box of like vibrators and sex toys in the guy's office, in like Dylan's office. And I'm like, what do you got here? What's all this? And it's like, you know, stuff from Adam and Eve sent over.
Right.
And I was like, oh, well, let me have a look-see. So then there's like this pink vibrator, whatever. And I go, can I take this? And they're like, sure. What are we going to do with it? So I took it. Okay. So then I took it, and then I said, can you give me a bag so when I walk back over, I'm not walking down, you know, the boulevard with a vibrator in my hand, like, in case Adam comes pulling up next to me. What are you doing? Where are you going? Where's Phil? What's that in your hand? Oh, that's a toy for Phil. Oh, this thing? Don't look over here. Look over there. So they gave me a bag. And anyway, so I drive home.
I love you so much that you're just like, hey, guys, I got this dildo over here.
Yeah,
can I get a bag?
No, guys, find me a bag. Jesus. So
you guys know Adam. I gotta be like, they're like, of course, Lynette.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. We'll wrap it up in some brown paper for you.
Right. Oh, my God. So I get in my car. It's in my passenger seat. And then I was like looking at it. I took it out of the box and I was like looking at it. And then I put it down on the passenger seat. Then I get home. The guys have been working on my car. Mm-hmm. The guys, here's where it gets embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Here at the shop. So ever since they've been working on it, it doesn't, you know, when you have the keys, sometimes the car will unlock on its own when you have the key in your hand. It hasn't been doing that. You have
but this
to.
This is your old car.
My old car, yeah.
Okay.
So I have to, you know, I have to click it for the car to unlock instead of just walking up and having it unlock.
Right.
So the key, though, is in my purse. So I get out of the – I pull into the driveway. I mean, if I pull into the garage. Nobody's home. The garage door closes. And there's a door from the garage door into the house.
Right.
And I'm unloading stuff out of the car. I close the doors. Now the car won't open because I forgot about this issue that just arose a couple of days ago. And it's not opening. And I'm looking at the vibrator just sitting there on the passenger seat, just in all its glory, pink, bright pink, not like a pale pink.
Right, right, right. Like a neon
pink.
Right.
Exactly. This is just sitting there on the passenger seat. And I'm like, I said to myself, that fucking door into inside the house had better be unlocked because inside the house is the key, an extra key fob so I can click the car unlocked.
Even wait, where's your key that you
in
used?
In my purse.
And your purse isn't locked in the car?
Yeah. Because I was unloading stuff. I closed the door. Because I always have shit in my hands. I am putting things on top of the washer and dryer. Closed the door and forgot that I needed my key to click the car open. So I'm trying to get the car to open. It doesn't open. I need the extra key fob to go click and unlock the car. And recently, Adam wrote in big black letters on the door, lock the door. Always keep this door locked, with big arrows pointing to it. And, you know, 60 out of, you know, times out of 100, it gets locked. But then there's those chances. And usually it's me leaving it unlocked. And Adam was the last one to leave in that morning. So good chance of things locked. But I'm thinking, holy shit. Now what am I going to do? First of all, I'm locked in the garage. I'm locked out of my car. And now I go to open the door to the house, and I'm locked out of the house.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, the first thought I would do is I would go to my next door neighbor, who's super sweet. They're a retired couple. And they're both always like, you never need anything. Just call us. Just come knocking on the door every tiny time, you know. And he's a car dude, and he's always in his garage. So I'm sure he's got some tool or something that can help me. Or at least let me use their phone to call Tesla. But then Tesla's going to have to come and unlock the car. And whoever's coming to unlock the car is going to see what's in the car. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, this is horrible. What am I going to do? What the fuck am I going to do? And I'm just like, you know that feeling, like that sunken feeling in your stomach? I start sweating. Is the door really unlocked? I'm like jiggling the door and trying to get the door open. I go back to the door to go inside the house, trying to open it. I go to open it, and then it opens, and Rob's standing there.
Oh, no.
And I was like, Rob, I've never been so happy to see you in all my life. And he goes, oh, wow, did you get locked out? I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, he goes, hey, yeah. So Sean worked on the car. He goes, you know what he worked on? The passenger side rearview mirror. That's one of the things he worked on. So did he work on your rearview mirror? And he starts to walk into the garage to look at the rearview. And I go, up, up. I have to go into the house, go get the key fob. And now Rob's kind of just standing around on his own. I got to, like, shuffle him back into the house. Like, don't go near the – he did a great job. Trust me. Just trust me. Take my word for it. Take my word for it. The faucet's broken. Can you fix that? Come follow me. Follow me. Follow me. So I'm like, how is your – everything's good. And Rob likes to talk, so I'm like engaging him. So
right,
he's
right.
following me to get the key fob.
Right.
And then I go back to the – I'll be right back. And he goes, so he did a good job? I go, yeah, yeah, yeah. He did a good job. I'll be right back. Oh, my God. And then I unlocked it and got it out and had wrap it into my – in my jacket while I'm talking to Rob.
Never did you need to use that thing more.
Oh, my God, to release the stress. And not only was the thing there, but the box, too. There's the box and the thing. So there's two things sitting there
right.
that need to be cleared out.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, now you have that thing. I've got a few of those from people, mm-hmm. from companies that have sent it to us that we took a few things out and brought it home. When do you ever have time to use that?
Exactly.
When are you ever alone?
The,
when are you going to go sneak off in your bedroom
right.
while the kids are like, you guys watch Pitch Perfect 3 again. I'll be in the bedroom.
Oh, that's never going to work. That'll never – it'll. Phil has gotten a hold of them way more than I've used them. Chew it apart. What's all this on the ground?
You know, going back to the thread that we were talking about,
yes.
there are a lot of sex drive killers
mm-hmm.
At work
yeah.
in our lives.
Right.
Kids.
Right.
Little cock blockers.
Mm-hmm.
Or sex drive blockers, really.
Yes.
There's the idea that, like, in 2 days, I got to figure out what to make for family dinner.
Right.
Like, these are things that just weren't – they didn't exist
when we were dating. Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, not only are you really familiar, but you're also – your brain is full of things
yeah.
of, like, your list
you're
of things.
You're not thinking.
That you're mm-hmm. just – it's really – it takes a lot to get relaxed enough to not only – start thinking of your spouse mm-hmm. as like a romantic partner
mm-hmm.
and not as somebody who like, why are you laying here when right. there's a lot of things
no,
you could be doing? Right?
You're home again?
Right. Right. The last thing you want to do is bang.
I know. I was like, why aren't you going to work on Sundays? I thought you did a podcast on Sundays. Oh, no. We moved it. Right? They moved it to Fridays?
Yeah. We don't do Sundays anymore.
Okay. And also, by the way, this stemmed from This was a great thread on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, and some people, what I was very happy about was a lot of people were saying that they also felt this way. And it's
yes.
just something we don't talk about.
Right.
And it's normal. I don't think that it means, and this is going to go back to another person's comment to us
mm-hmm.
that you probably saw. I don't think it means that there's actually anything wrong.
No.
And if you're boning your husband 3 times a week, there's nothing wrong with you either.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
Good for
More
you.
More power to you.
But it doesn't mean that like – and I think I've learned this about being comfortable with
mm-hmm.
your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes a high comfort level with somebody – and it also just depends on what's going on in your life. But it
mm-hmm.
can – it doesn't mean that you are not compatible or that you
right.
should be having a divorce or that the
no.
passion – is gone.
No.
Different marriages go through different phases, and also
mm-hmm.
you can if as long as one person isn't really unhappy about it,
right, right,
then and that's causing a problem, and then you have to negotiate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you or wrong with your marriage either.
No, absolutely, you're 1,000% right. The thing is when you're with somebody for a long period of time. I think that a lot of people sometimes don't realize that when the sex starts to wane and
right.
that they think there's something wrong. Then they
right.
start going, oh, you know, we're not compatible anymore or whatever.
Right.
Which is not the case.
Right.
It's life. That's what happens.
Right.
And you start to go apart. But then what you got to do is it takes dips. It has its cycles, I think. And then
yeah.
you got to like bring yourself back together and, you know, get lucky one night. And then once you realize, oh, that was fun, then you get back in kind of the same groove. But then it goes away again. And it's
life
like,
happens.
It's just that's the way it is. I look at it as like going to the gym, really.
Yeah.
It's like you go to the gym for a while and you're feeling good about yourself.
And sometimes you don't.
And then sometimes you
don't. Even though you know you should.
Right.
Sometimes you just don't.
Yeah. And then you kind of dread it too sometimes. You're like, oh, I got to go to the gym. But then you do it and you're like, I should go to the gym more often.
Yeah. And if you – I also think that when we – if you're happy in your life and in your marriage, you don't – it's okay. A lot of us overanalyze our marriages all the time, right? And we're always like, am I happy? Are we a good couple?
Right.
How do we compare to other people?
Right.
And I think that – especially for I tend to do this a lot and go like, okay, if let's just say John's not working and, you know, he's going through a rough time, he's feeling depressed, like that can be a real trigger for me and I don't like it and it makes me feel distant. And then I start feeling guilty about feeling distant because I'm like, how come I'm not being a better wife and how come I'm not more supportive? And but all of this questioning, it's like I have been with John almost 20 years, you know, it's okay to have periods of time where it's not perfect.
Right.
That's a long-term marriage. Like I guarantee you any couple that you find that's been – that you find these little sweet little old couples that have been together 60 years.
Right.
I guarantee you there's been years where they hated each other's fucking guts.
Of course.
You know? Yeah. And that's okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, because it's the cycle. That's
how it is.
It
doesn't mean like, oh, we need to get a divorce and find other people.
Right.
Like, no. It doesn't – you don't have to.
Right.
You can go through periods where it's not – that's just long term. That's just realistic life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, if your partner – if there's other things going on and you're deeply unhappy, that's different.
Right.
That's different than your marriage going through periods where you're like, we're not boning very much.
Okay, yeah, the thing too –
that's okay.
I agree. The thing too, though – I think is the problem is one – usually is I think it's the guy. They're not getting anything. So then they get irritated and they get upset and then they start causing a fight or they start causing a fight. But it's natural. Like why haven't I gotten anything in a while? Like
right.
You don't find me attractive or, you know, we haven't gotten it on. You know how long it's been since I've, you know, had sex with my wife, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
And I don't think that they realize in the moment that's – sorry, dude, but that's life. That is part of the long-term relationship that comes with the package. So I think it's hard. Like I guess maybe the seven-year itch maybe because like when you're together and you're, you know, you're having sex in the beginning, and then after a few years into it, it starts to go away. Then the person can think, well, I guess we're not compatible.
Right. Well, and that's where you have to go like, well, are you compatible in other ways?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy spending time together?
Right.
Because like I look at – okay. And so I just want to address to this other comment from this guy that said that – I don't remember what his name was, but who was – didn't love our reaction to a perfect date night.
Right.
And it's funny because
– it's a good thing we're not married, dude.
Right.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. But the thing is like – I don't think there's anything wrong with us being like and I think I said this in the comment, which was like I spend a lot of time with John.
Right.
Tons of time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great time together. Mm-hmm. I'm very happily married.
Mm-hmm.
It might not sound like it. I might sound cynical and jaded and just like, oh, God, John, I need a break. But that doesn't mean that like I want to be divorced from him.
Of course.
Like he makes me laugh. So hard.
Mm-hmm.
He's my best friend in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to have sex with my best friend all the time? Not necessarily.
Right.
Like,
right.
But we go through phases where, and sometimes I'm irritable.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to watch Dateline and just go stop joking around with me. Go in the other room and do your thing.
Right.
So when I think about a date night, it does sound like work.
Yes.
It sounds like, and the work sounds like, okay, I got to hire a sitter. I got to find somebody like, I got
to. What are the kids going to eat while we go out?
Do I have to get up early the next day? What's happening in the morning, the next morning? I have, so there's, that work goes into it.
Right.
Then we do go on dates and we do spend time together and it's totally nice.
Yeah.
But when I see the question of like, what's your perfect date night?
Well, and also we're sitting in front of it. Of course. We're sitting in front of a microphone too. You got to take that.
Like, have you met us?
Right.
Are we really going to be like, oh, you know what I love to do?
This is a great sushi place on Ventura. I know.
A perfect date night is my husband giving me starting with a foot rub.
Uh-huh.
No.
I know.
This is our sense of humor.
Exactly. I am happily married. I am. I love spending time with Adam up to a point.
Right. Right. Thank you. But we're like, you know what we're doing? We're being real.
Right.
We're keeping it real.
Yeah.
Keeping it real. A lot of people agree with us. Mm-hmm. And if it sounds cynical or whatever, like we're hostile, sorry.
So be it. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We're just being real. And I'm sure our husbands would be the same. I mean,
absolutely. Are you kidding? Like, he goes on a date night with Kevin Hench all the time.
Yeah.
That's his, you know.
He likes to go out with his friends.
Right.
John doesn't have any friends, and that's
another
problem.
Neither does Adam, though. He has one friend, Kevin Hench.
This is a difference between the sexes that is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lynette and I have each other to come and, like,
right.
talk about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have other friends that I talk to every day. I
yeah.
have a friend that I talk to, like, every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talked out.
Yeah, I know.
And then John's like, how can we not talk? It's like, well, I already talked to people today.
Yeah, what do you want me to talk to you about?
Also, we're sharing information, John and I, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Texting. I almost always call him on my way home from this podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'll probably give him a call and be like, hey, okay, so what's going on with the kids? And
right.
We're up to date.
Yeah. Yeah, we're right. We got it.
Anyway, you know what?
Yes.
This has been a really fun show.
Yeah, it's been fun.
It's
been real and it's been fun.
It's been real. It's been fun. And I have some stuff to tell you for Friday's show, too.
Okay. Listen, guys. San Francisco, we're blowing into town. Don't forget to get your tickets. We're working on a show that I think that you guys are going to love. We're
yes.
going to show pictures. You're going to see what our, you know, what we look like in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go down memory lane. We're take some questions. We're going to hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time. So
yeah, a really fun time.
Get
if
your
you
tickets.
Live anywhere near San Francisco, or even if you don't, fly in.
No, why
we're
not?
Gonna.
Yeah. We're
flying
to,
in.
Yeah. Why can't you fly in?
Yeah. But so, grab your tickets off of – go to Cobbs.com, Cobbs Comedy Club in San Francisco. And or look at our link. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't pin it. I should pin that link for our tickets
yeah,
to the top of
yeah,
the
yeah.
For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page and the podcast pin.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that. Okay. Then click on the link and go get your tickets because we are selling out.
Yes,
and
we
I don't
are.
Want you guys to lose out.
No.
Okay. Also, Patreon, we're going strong. We give you an extra episode every week. It's usually juicy.
Yes.
Last week got a lot of comments. I did a dramatic reading of an insane person's email.
I digress.
A lot of people enjoyed that very much.
I know. You know what, Stephanie? I was thinking about that. Next time that comes up, because it will come up again,
yeah.
Crazy mom's email to you.
Yeah.
I really think we should videotape it. We should do like not, maybe not Facebook Live, but we should do a little videotape. Because people get to see you with
yeah.
your finger pointing.
Yeah, I really get into it. Okay,
yeah.
Then we could put that on Patreon.
Yeah.
A video of me.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
All right. Also, if you guys want, even if you want me to keep it private on Patreon, send me, if you've gotten a crazy email,
ooh.
Send it to me.
Yeah.
And I'll do a dramatic reading of
yeah.
your crazy email.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. If you want to give us $50 a month, please feel free. Oh, I think we're filled up, though. We are filled up right now, but you can check back and see when there's a spot
maybe
available.
Maybe we should do something
$50
else for $50 a month.
A month.
Like, I don't know, one-on-one conversation with you guys. I don't know.
Yeah, we can do that. Let us
like
think
that.
About that.
Yeah,
but for now, our $50 a month people are Michelle McKibben, California Mortgage Loan Officer with People's Equity Mortgage. And you can call her at 707-208-8302 or email her at mckibben.michelle@yahoo.com. She'll help you out. We also have Tori Harrell. She does Young Living Essential Oils.
Ooh.
And they will help you ditch the toxic chemicals in your home and live more naturally. You can find her at myyl.com/naturallyharrell. Also, you want to get some CBD oil?
Mm-hmm.
There's no THC. You're not going to get high, but it's going to help you with either constant pain or your insomnia. Whatever your issue is, CBD oil could help you. And Letty Molina is working with HempWorks, HempWorks.com/LMolina, MOLINA. Kristen Ross is Babierge, BABIERGE. That's if in San Diego, she will hook you up with baby stuff so that you can have a guest in your house or if you need it or whatever, your hotel, Baby Airs, go to Facebook and find her at Baby Airs Trusted Partner, Kristin, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-R. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where she helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. Check out her show. Go to shamelessmom.com and check out Sarah Dean's show. Also, the Sip and Shine podcast. And Carrie from Sip and Shine podcast is going to come on our show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're going to – she's coming into town.
Uh-huh.
She's really awesome. She has a son who has struggled with mental illness. She has a lot of things in common with us.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she's very real, and she's into reality TV, and she's
definitely.
She's our $100 a month sponsor.
Oh.
So check out her podcast, Sip and Shine podcast, on iTunes. The Wayne Foundation helps get girls out of sexual trafficking, and they will love donations. Go to waynefdn.org to help them out. Kate Marengo is an interior designer with interiorchicago.com. You can find her at interiorchicago.com/interior-design, Kate Marengo. We love her. She's super mm-hmm. helpful. And one more, Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus. She, will add the nutrition of 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Go to Clevenger, Clevenger.juiceplus.com to find her.
Those last three have been with us for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, we have some new ones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Check out our Corolla Drinks after show on Wednesdays.
Nice.
Where hilarity pursues.
7 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you. Thanks, Marie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
So carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. I'm rolling up from here, sweet, sweet baby. Been dangerously. Talk to me.